swim to the moon. Uh-huh. Let's climb through the tide. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps too high. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our time to try. Heart beside the ocean on our
you come and find me, cause I'm lost in love. Just say Hello, Carson. Let's go to your room.
You don't have to do this. I'm a day trader. I could just go home.
You're good.
Make it worth your while. Take you to an ATM, there's 14 grand in it. Everybody just walks away.
An ATM?
I know where the satchel is.
If you knew, you would have it with you.
I could find it from the riverbank. I know where it is.
I know something better.
What's that?
I know what it's going to be.
Where's that?
It will be brought to me and placed at my feet.
You don't know to a certainty. 20 minutes, it could be here.
I do know to a certainty. And you know what's going to happen now, Carson. You should admit your situation. There will be more dignity in it.
You go to hell.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you something. If the rule you followed brought you to this, of what use was the rule?
Do you have any idea how crazy you are?
You mean the nature of this conversation?
I mean the nature of you. You can have the money, Anton.
Not in the sense that you mean.
You need to come see me.
Who is this?
You know who it is. You need to talk to me.
I don't need to talk to you.
I think you do. Do you know where I'm going?
Why would I care where you're going?
I know where you are.
Yeah, where am I?
You're in the hospital across the river. But that's not where I'm going. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
All right.
You know, she won't be there.
It doesn't make any difference where she is.
So what are you going up there for?
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
Nope.
I think you do. So this is what I'll offer. You bring me the money and I'll let her go. Otherwise, she's accountable. The same as you. That's the best deal you're gonna get. I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you something, all right? I decided to make you a special project of mine. You ain't gonna have to come look for me at all.
Supreme moment as the last runner, the one given the great honor of lighting the ceremonial flame, runs the last leg of a marathon that began 7 days ago as this torch has been passed from athlete to athlete for 970 miles across the country.
contest is scheduled for one fall, making his way to the ring from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in at 230 pounds, Chris Jericho.
Well, Jericho, the first ever undisputed champion, the self-proclaimed king of the world. And so you being a king and the original king, does that, if he's a king of the world, does that mean he's a royal pain in the ass? Well, no, it doesn't. It takes a king to know a king. And this guy, Chris Jericho, is certainly king material. I mean, I was amazed. I didn't even recall all the things that Jericho had done to Goldberg until we watched that little, that was his own version of a highlight reel, if you ask me. I mean, he's humiliated Goldberg. Yeah, Goldberg, it's easy to say Jericho's next. But in my eyes, then, Goldberg's got to prove it, because so far, Jericho has one-up Goldberg how many times?
Well, many times.
Right.
Too many times.
But the world's most dangerous ego does Jericho. And, well, the time has come. Time for talking.
Goldberg, it's time.
And there he is. An intense animal from the planet Goldberg. But will Goldberg be so emotionally involved in this match, wanting retribution, that he will be mistake-prone tonight to the veteran Jericho?
Well, if he is, Goldberg will be next. He'll become one of a long list of victims of King of the World, Chris Jericho.
It was Jericho beat The Rock and Stone Cold on the same night.
Right. Who's ever accomplished that?
Atlanta, Georgia, weighing in at 280 pounds, Goldberg!
Goldberg from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Tulsa Edison High School. By way of the University of Georgia and the Atlanta Falcons, and Goldberg, a powerhouse, not a refined catch-as-catch-can wrestler. He's a mauler. He's a power man.
And look at this. More mind games from Chris Jericho.
Jericho, the veteran from Winnipeg, the son of a former National Hockey League great, playing some mind games on Goldberg.
Look at Goldberg. He's so intense. He's chomping at the bit. He came out here just ready to tear Jericho's head off, and Jericho's making him wait now. Oh, that's a smart move by Jericho.
Goldberg very anxious, and ironically enough, it's referee Charles Robinson.
Just keep that going.
Ruben Santana.
Together, I would suggest, for selfish reasons.
Let me get a few things straight right now.
And Owen Hart with a mic.
I just want to say that it would be a horror. You morons, please shut up for a minute and let me talk. It would be a horrible tragedy for what you're all trying to do. But thank God for my brother Brett, our inspiration. Because without my brother Brett, we would still be feuding, we would still be hating each other, but now our family is filled with love. And that's thanks to my brother Brett. And I know all you idiots, you selfish, violent haters out there would love to have me and my brother-in-law and my brother all feuding, but it's not gonna happen. And one last thing I wanna say, I understand the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, is going to come out here later on and he wants to vent, get a few things off his chest. Well, heartbreak kid, one thing you better not do is say one bad thing about my loving brother Brett, because we'll come and we'll destroy you if you say anything about Brett. I mean it. You don't say one word about Brett.
There you have it.
Godwins, when you come out here, we are going to destroy you.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Frank, look at me when I'm talking to you. Hey! You think you hurt me tonight, is that it, huh? Is that what you think? Francis? Answer me! Fucking prick! Get up! Is this how you're gonna go out? Francis? You're not getting away. Because I know where you're going.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. I don't think so, pal. 1922 Deadwood Drive. That's a fucking riot. Deadwood Drive. Bet you got a nice house up there, huh, Frank? Huh? Can't wait to meet your daughter. What's her name again? Yeah, it doesn't matter. You'll never see her grow up anyways.
No!
Help me, for Christ's sake! I need to do the right thing. Come on, Francis. Come with me. Come on, Francis.
You're on your own, pal. Don't call. It's over.
In the beginning, back in 1955.
like a minute alone with him.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You okay?
My head hurts.
You don't remember what just happened? No?
I mean, I lost time again.
Well, I got some good news. They've agreed to stop the trial. They're going to be sending you to a hospital. We can get the help you need. There's a very good chance that you can get out someday soon. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I don't know what to say, Mr. Vale.
That's all right, Aaron. It's okay.
I knew the minute you came into my cell, I knew everything was going to be okay. You saved my life. When will I see you again?
Well, that's up to the courts now. I don't want you to worry, Aaron. I'm gonna stay on top of this, okay?
Good. Thank you.
All right. You give me a call if you need to, okay?
I will.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Vale?
Yeah.
Will you tell Miss Venable I'm sorry? Tell her I hope her neck is okay.
What did you just say?
What?
You told me you don't remember. You black out. So how do you know about her neck?
Well, good for you, Marty. I was going to let it go. You was looking so happy just now, I was thinking, But to tell you the truth, I'm glad you figured it. Because I have been dying to tell you. I just didn't know who you'd want to hear it from, you know? I mean, Aaron or Roy or Aaron. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Sort of a client, attorney privilege type of a secret, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It don't matter who you hear it from. It's the same story. Just had to kill Linda, Mr. Vale. That cunt just got what she deserved. But cutting up that son of a bitch Russian, that was just a fucking work of art.
You're good. You are really good.
Yeah, I did get caught, though, didn't I?
So there never was a Roy.
Jesus Christ, Marty, if that's what you think, I am disappointed in you. I don't mind telling you. There never was an Aaron, counselor. Come on, Marty. I thought you had it figured there at the end. The way you put me on the stand like that, that was fucking brilliant, Marty. And that whole thing about act like a man, Jesus, I knew exactly what you wanted from me. It was like we were dancing, Marty.
Guard.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that, Marty. We did it, man. We fucking did it. We're a great team, you and me. You think I could have done this without you? You're just feeling a little anger here because you started to care about old Aaron. I can understand that, but... you know, love hurts, Marty. What can I say? Hey, I'm just kidding, bud. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.